basics that I've ended in when I would not conceive it, look into myself. I would conceive it rather as a community, the interpersonal community. Freedom is not my freedom alone. Freedom is something which unites all of us. It expresses itself in each one of us. So how could I just look into myself? Freedom is realized in the context of the human community. And then coming to the idea that we should look also into the Eastern civilizations and cultures. I fully agree with that. We are one side, there's no question. But we have to look for two things. First, it's easy to talk about Eastern countries, Eastern culture, without having people from them. We should first try to have a dialogue, a real dialogue, between these different cultures. It is a real danger that we have an imagination already of their own culture and then think we have understood it. We should go into the real dialogue. This is the one part. The second part is, if we try to be real human beings, in a sense that freedom is there, and not just technical world, then the chance is much greater that the dialogue will come by itself. I hope this will answer at least a part of your question.
So I'm looking for liberty, and then I have a question on this subject. Did you hear about the theory concerning the terrorists? I cannot imagine a kind of man where the functions of the two hemispheres, which you described in the image, are not the like ours. Theory says that in some segregation, maybe also now among us, are men where the right hemisphere plays a role. That is not the minor role, like now, but a global role, albeit a role. So that there is another kind of segregation.
Some years if the analysis has been made, I wouldn't